Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Patrick, Senate President Therese Murray, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo are all asking the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission to delay relicensing the Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth. They say they first want to learn more about Japan's nuclear crisis, as the plant there has a similar design. But at a State House hearing yesterday, officials from Entergy, the company that runs Pilgrim, defended the safety of their plant. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
The Pilgrim plant is in Senate President Therese Murray's district. She pointed out that it sits atop a bluff.
Can it sustain a storm surge? It has in the past. Can it have in the future as it ages?
Murray said 5 years ago the town's Nuclear Matters Committee asked where the wind would go if there's a release of radiation.
They said, we check with the Weather Channel. That doesn't make me feel very good. I would like to see some ongoing monitoring and the direction in which prevailing winds change. If there's a release, is it going to Duxbury or is it going to go up towards the Boston area or is it going to go down toward the Cape? We should know things like that. The biggest issue, the on-site storage of spent fuels.
Questions about a storm surge and where the wind might blow if there ever is a release of radioactivity from the plant went unanswered. But officials from Entergy did point out many ways in which they say an accident like the one in Japan couldn't happen here. This is the first time since the tsunami in Japan that officials from Entergy have come out in public to defend the Pilgrim plant. They listed the differences. In Japan, the cooling system stopped working when the power went out. Bob Smith, Entergy's vice president in charge of Pilgrim, said that could not happen in Plymouth because there's a backup system to the backup systems.
We've installed a third diesel generator, separate and remote from the existing emergency diesel generators.
At the Fukushima plant in Japan, the fuel tanks for the backup diesel generators were destroyed by the tsunami. Smith said that couldn't happen at Pilgrim.
Our fuel tanks are secured and below ground.
Smith said Pilgrim's outer containment vessel couldn't blow up the way it did at Fukushima. At Pilgrim, any radioactive steam that built up would be released right through the smokestack and into the atmosphere.
We installed hardened systems at our facility to allow bypassing of the secondary containment and go right to the stack.
Smith did answer that biggest question asked by Senate President Murray, the one about storage of spent fuels at Plymouth. Entergy is building dry storage for the spent fuel at the site so that starting in 2014, they can begin taking fuel rods out of the pools they're in now. The plant's current license expires next year. Company officials say they've spent the last 5 years working on renewing the license. It's not clear if a letter from the state's three top elected officials asking for a delay will make any difference. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.